Welcome to Wrestling Discussions. I'm your host, Ashley Janae, here to talk about WWE topics. Do you need to be inspired daily? Do you need advice on future success? If so, please tune in to Inspiring Discussions that's available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, where I discuss inspiration. So please tune in for new episodes every other week. Welcome to Wrestling Discussions, Episode 18, Part 2. I'm your host, Ashley Janae, and I just want to thank God for allowing me to do a part two to episode 18. And I would like to thank all of the listeners for tuning in to part one and to tuning in to today's episode as well. So as we all know, WrestleMania 40 is tonight and tomorrow. So I'm sure all WWE fans are looking forward to both nights, because I know I am, and I know my guest today that I have on Wrestling Discussions with me right now is looking forward to it as well. You all may remember him from episode 5, that's titled Old School versus New School, which is one of the top viewed episodes in Wrestling Discussions history so far. You know, we definitely have a lot in common because I'm a fan of wrestling just like he is. He's also my BFF besides my mom. So please help me welcome my dad back to Wrestling Discussions. And how are you? And how does it feel to be back on the show?
Well, I'm very excited, you know, to be back on the show, especially talking about a topic such as WrestleMania. I'm just really excited about WrestleMania tonight. I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be spectacular. And I'm just excited. I can't wait.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And then, so now, what are your thoughts about Mania 40? Do you think it's going to be a good show, or do you think it might be a disappointment as well?
I think this is probably going to go down in history. It's probably one of the most biggest WrestleManias ever. You know, anytime you have The Rock, you know, making his return and, you know, teaming up with family such as Roman Reigns, I think it's really going to be special because, you know, The Rock and Roman, you know, they have, you know, family history there. You know, I think both of their fathers was a part of wrestling. You know, the great Rocky Johnson, which was Dwayne The Rock Johnson's father. I recall as a kid coming up, I used to watch him wrestle all the time. And this guy was really great. You know, he had a physique out of this world, and he really knew how to control the ring when he was in there. So I think a lot of what we're going to see tonight, you're going to see a lot of history. And, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I mean, he talked a lot about, you know, how he plans on, you know, stepping in the ring tonight and bringing some of that history back and reliving some of those moments that, you know, he saw as a child with his father. And now being alongside his cousin, Roman, it's going to be very, very special. I think it's going to be a special night for both of them.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because we would have never thought in a million years we would see The Rock team up with Roman Reigns. So I agree.
Yeah, nobody would have ever thought it. Actually, you know, I used to always think to myself, what would be a big time WrestleMania moment? I mean, what would really be something huge for WrestleMania this year? And my whole vision was to see The Rock come back. You know, everybody wanted, of course, to see him go against his cousin Roman. But when you sit back and think about it, I think it made better sense for them to actually team up together. And they're going against, you know, one of the big, you know, tag teams of today's wrestling with, you know, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. So I think it's going to be pretty big. I think that's going to be a big match. Tonight is going to be huge because this dictates what happens tomorrow night when Cody goes against Roman, you know, for the title. So this is going to be huge tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it's going to be big. I really can't even sit here and tell you who's going to win. I think it's going to be a spectacular matchup.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
So now, which match are you looking forward to seeing? Are you looking forward to seeing the tag team match, or are you looking forward to seeing the 1-on-1 match with Cody and Roman?
I'm actually looking forward to seeing both of them. I think both of them are going to be really great matches. Like I say, tonight is really going to set the tone for tomorrow, because if The Rock and Roman wins tonight, then I think it's going to be very difficult for Cody tomorrow night, because I think The Rock, they're able to set the rules in terms of how they want that match to go. So I think if them guys win tonight, it's probably going to be a disadvantage for Cody. So, it's a lot on the line tonight, but I just want to see both of them. I think both of them matches are going to be pretty great. But if I was going to make a prediction, I think my prediction would be I don't think it's going to be easy for Cody tomorrow night. Regardless to what happens tonight, I don't think it's going to be easy for him tomorrow night.
Yeah, I agree. It's gonna be a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now do you think, in your opinion, Cody and Seth is gonna get the job done by beating Rock and Roman?
I think tonight, it's going to be a good matchup, but I think when you look at the experience, Rock is a very seasoned wrestler, and I think he's going to bring a lot of experience tonight. Of course, Roman, he's had that title now, for a very long time, so he's a seasoned wrestler too. I think Cody is seasoned. Seth, he's a champion right now, so it's going to be an even matchup. But if I have to give the edge, I think maybe The Rock and Roman will probably win tonight, and it's just based off of that experience over there, because The Rock, I've always felt like he's on a different level than the guys that he's going to be in the ring with tonight. The Rock actually, he's went against some great wrestlers, so I mean he's bringing a lot of experience, and I expect for him to probably, bring some tricks up. He's gonna have a lot of tricks up his sleeve, so it's not gonna be easy. I think it's gonna be a good match, but it's not gonna be easy.
It's not, and then so you got to think about it. The Bloodline is our heels right now, so you know they're gonna do whatever they're gonna have to do to beat them. Or to try to beat them. So we'll see. Because did you see what happened to Seth and Cody this past Monday on Raw?
Yes, I actually saw when The Rock attacked Cody, in the back, and I mean he just really busted him open pretty bad, and The Rock's now involving Cody's mom in it, so I think it's gonna be a lot going on tonight. And then too, I think a lot of the attention is probably gonna shift, to Cody's mom, because she will be at ringside from what we're told. So she's going to be there tonight and she's going to see that. So you just never know what's going to happen. I think we're going to be in for a surprise, because anytime you get another wrestler's mom involved, and The Rock has been calling her out all week and, putting blood on the belt and all of that stuff, calling her out, and we gonna see. I wouldn't be surprised if Cody's mom do something to The Rock. Who
I won't be.
knows? I've been kind of sitting back thinking about it, because when I saw Raw, and he was talking about Cody's mom and what he's gonna do to her son and all of that, I wouldn't be surprised if she intervenes somewhere. This is just me envisioning. I think his mom is, I don't know how old she is, but I'm assuming she's up there in age, but you just never know. You just never know.
It's only one way to find out.
And you also have to look at the fact that Cody Rhodes, the son of the great Dusty Rhodes, so he knows a lot too. So I think when you talk about the tricks, I think Cody's gonna have a lot of tricks tonight. And he's probably gonna pull out something we haven't seen, but I would tell everybody that's listening, pay close attention to Cody Rhodes' mother tonight. I honestly believe something's going to happen there.
Yeah, I agree. You never know. Yep. Now let's say that Cody and Seth was to beat Roman and The Rock today. Do you think the bloodline will still interfere in the main event between Cody and Roman? Or do you think they're going to follow the rules?
I think they're still going to intervene in the match. I mean, I think they just don't want Cody to finish the story, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and that's just basically their whole thing. They don't want him to finish the story. So I think they probably will intervene in tomorrow's match if they should happen to lose tonight, because I think that's just how bad they want to keep the championship with the bloodline. So the question becomes tomorrow night, if they intervene, it's going to take some help. So Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, they're going to have somebody at ringside kind of helping them out too. So I wouldn't be surprised if they have some other wrestlers on the side that's probably going to come out and try and help them if the bloodline interferes. Otherwise, I don't see Cody winning.
Yeah, if they don't have a plan.
Yeah, they're going to have a plan, because if you look at what happened past Monday night, I want to say when they was getting ready to attack Seth Rollins, you know, Cody, of course, came out. And I think they had some other wrestlers that came out too that was trying to help.
Yeah, I saw that. But then they had end up getting attacked too. So it's like right now, Roman and Rock is unstoppable.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely an unstoppable force. And like I say, the Rock, I mean, this guy is well put together. I think he's in fantastic shape, you know, to be 51 years old. The guy looks amazing. So he's definitely going to be in top shape for tonight, you know. So I expect to see him bring out his best. You're definitely going to see the best of him tonight. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard no matter what happens. But, you know, Cody and Seth, they're going to have something on the side, because the bloodline is definitely going to cheat. I don't see it no other way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they heels at the end of the day. So you know what heels do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so and I also know that one of the twins, you know, you got a good one and you have a bad one now.
Right.
So I think that good one may actually help Seth and Cody. Who knows how this is going to, you know, happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. But then too, you just never know. Because I always think to myself, could Roman really trust The Rock right now?
That's another thing too. Yeah, it's
who
like
knows, never, maybe The Rock may actually cost Roman the belt tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, you never.
Yeah, then it may be a feud against them. So you just never know.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we just got to find out tonight. What's gonna really happen tonight, and what's gonna really happen tomorrow? So now, do you feel, in your honest opinion, that Roman will, do you think Roman's title reign will end on Sunday, regardless if it's interference or not?
I believe it will. I honestly believe Cody is going to win tomorrow night. I think Roman has had his time holding the title. Honestly, I think he's had the title long enough. I honestly believe he's become more of a part-time champion. He's not full-time anymore. So I think, you know, tomorrow Cody's going to make history. I think even with them trying to cheat, I think Cody is still going to beat him tomorrow. And I think The Rock is going to have something to do with him losing tomorrow. I honestly believe it. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen, and The Rock going to cost him that title tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So my prediction, Cody Rhodes would be the new champion tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. And I hope so, too, because if you think about it, I mean, last year he got robbed and then it didn't end well. So I'm hoping that he do redeem himself and become our champion, because he's definitely worthy of being champion. And it's in his blood, too. And then he's trying to dedicate, you know, his title win to his dad, which we know who was Dusty Rhodes, who didn't win the World Heavyweight title. So, of course, he wants to finish the story by dedicating a moment to his dad.
Yeah, I think in the history, and I probably know this probably better than anybody because I've watched wrestling as a kid and I followed Dusty Rhodes for years, but I don't think he ever won the world title. I know him and Ric Flair had a lot of, matches, but I don't think Dusty ever won the world title.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, that's why I just go. That's why I'm just hoping that Cody can do it. And then too, what made it so hard last year was his family was at ringside, and of course he's a dad now. So of course, that was devastating to know he didn't get it when his family was there. So I'm hoping that tonight is a different outcome.
Yeah, and that's why I believe that, something is probably going to happen as far as with his family, because with his mom's being at ringside tonight and tomorrow, I believe something is going to happen. We're going to see something we ain't never seen in wrestling before. I honestly believe it. Something's going to happen.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going down though. Especially when you start bringing up people's families and getting them involved in a match, something definitely can happen.
Yeah. And I think that's probably going to turn out to be a huge mistake because he shouldn't have never ever brought his mom's and got her involved in it at all.
Exactly.
So that's it's going to be a hard pill to swallow.
Yep, that's true. So yeah, we just got to see what'll happen. Yep. So how much longer do you think The Rock is gonna stick around with the Bloodline, even if he didn't cause Roman to lose the title? How much longer do you think he's gonna stay with them?
I can see him probably hanging around a little bit because now, he is the final boss, of the WWE. So I think he has some ties to the business now. So I really see him probably sticking around a little more. I don't know how often you would probably see him in the ring, but he's going to be around for a while. And I honestly believe he probably will be with the Bloodline. And I would say, depending on what happens tonight and tomorrow night, I think that would probably tell a story of how long he will probably be around, because I believe that Cody will win the title tomorrow, and I think that's going to determine how much longer we're going to see him. And
Okay.
especially if he costs Roman the title tomorrow, which I believe he probably will. I believe he's going to cost Roman the title tomorrow because he's going to do something that's going to cause him to lose the belt.
Yep.
That's my prediction. He's going to do something wrong, and then you're going to see this feud against him and his cousin.
Yep.
Because you got to look at it, everybody wanted to see The Rock versus Roman. They never ever wanted to see it this way. But this is pretty big for WrestleMania because you got, a family that has come together, and have a lot of history with their fathers and everything. So that's going to be big in itself. But yeah, it's going to be something to see. It's going to be spectacular. I believe this is going to be a historic WrestleMania. I think we in for a lot of excitement both days.
I agree. Yep. Yeah, I mean it's gonna make history.
Yep, definitely. His history is written all over this WrestleMania.
I agree. I agree. So now we did mention the twins, Jimmy and Jey Uso. So you do know they're going against each other for WrestleMania. I believe they're fighting tonight. So who do you think is gonna win?
Wow. So the good one is that Jimmy?
The good one is Jay.
It's Jay. I think Jay is gonna win.
Yep, I think
I
so.
think Jay is gonna win. I think Jay is pretty smart right now. I think there's a lot of things that he don't like about the Bloodline that made him cross over. So I think, he'll win tonight. I think he's gonna be the winner.
Yeah, and then you know what? This is a historic match too, because this is the third time you've seen brother versus brother at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
So
because
this is going to be history too.
we saw Owen and Bret at WrestleMania 10, and then we saw Matt and Jeff Hardy wrestle, and now we have Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be big though. But I'm with you. I agree. Jey will win because if you
Yeah.
think about it, that's his brother. So of course he knows his strengths and weaknesses.
And I think, Jay is pretty smart. I think is he saw a lot with the bloodline that made him want to cross over. I mean, so it's like you got to look at all of that. But the question becomes, will the bloodline cheat tonight so that Jay won't win?
Right, you
So I
never
mean,
know.
you got to look at that too. So will they intervene in that match? It's a possibility.
Yeah, we just got to see. Now, do you think their father Rikishi is going to be there in person to watch that match?
Wow, you know what? I think he will be. I think for WrestleMania, this is like the Super Bowl of sports. WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of sports. So I think you have to bring out all of the heavy hitters tonight. You got to bring out all of the people that was a part of wrestling and history and Rikishi. I definitely remember him. He was definitely a great wrestler. He really controlled the ring when he was wrestling. So I mean, what better WrestleMania? You got to have him there.
Yeah,
You
I
got to
agree.
have him there.
Yeah, because I heard a
Yeah.
rumor going around that he was supposed to be the special guest referee.
For which match?
Jimmy and Jay.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised. If the fight that would be something special right there, because now how will he officiate the wrestling match? How will he really do it? So I mean, there's a lot to think about there.
Yeah, I agree. That would be cool to see, though. As if you think about it, I mean, that's his son, so it's like he want to be fair to Jay, but then he want to be fair to Jimmy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be good though, but that's a rumor I heard, so we don't know. But
Yeah.
they did have an
And
interview.
that would be a great rumor to come to light. I would love to see that. I think that would be great for WrestleMania tonight. That would be huge.
Yeah, I agree. Because I know he was being interviewed about the match, and then it seems like he's looking forward to the match.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we just have to see what will happen. So now we have Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre going against each other for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, do you think Seth is going to retain his title, or do you think he's going to drop it to Drew?
I think Seth will retain it.
Yeah.
I think Seth will retain it. I think he's gonna be the better wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, do you think he
I
may
believe it.
physically,
Good, I'm listening.
Do you think he might be physically ready to go against Drew with him teaming up with Cody the day before his title match?
Well, that's gonna be a hard one to call right there because, yeah, I think it puts a lot of pressure on Seth, and I really didn't even look at it that way, but it puts a lot of pressure on Seth. A lot of pressure because you got to think he's going to be worn out.
Yeah.
You got to think he's going to wrestle tonight. So that's going to be a lot, put on him. But then, too, I wouldn't be surprised if he's injured tonight, too.
Yeah.
Because if he gets an injury, it's going to be hard for him to wrestle tomorrow.
Yeah, and then another thing, he is injured if you think about it. His knee, he might need surgery on that knee he injured about a few months ago. So, if you think about it, Seth ain't been wrestling 100% in a minute, but he has been able to
No.
conquer every battle he's been in. And he's a
Yes,
fighter too.
yeah, he is. And that's one thing about Seth. Seth has always been a warrior in the ring.
Yeah, he has been. He ain't gonna let injury stop him because he also has a bad back too. So yeah, we'll see. I guess it's all about how you take care of yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Regardless, Seth has always been a warrior in the ring. So, I mean, I think the man would try to go in there with one leg tomorrow if he has to. So, I think no matter what, he's gonna just lay it all on the line and he's gonna be ready, regardless of what happens tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So we'll see, because I'm hoping that Seth does retain. Now, how do you feel about Jade Cargill teaming up with Bianca Belair and Naomi at Mania?
Wow, so that matches, that's a part of Mania tonight?
I think so. They are wrestling tonight.
Wow, okay. So I didn't hear about that, but that let me just say this. And that's going to be a tag team or a triple?
It's gonna be a three-way tag team match.
Oh,
So it's gonna
wow.
be, Jade, Bianca, and Naomi, and they going against Damage Control.
Yeah, because they just beat up them guys Monday, and that's when Jade made her debut. And I got to say this, I was really excited to see Jade Cargill. I mean, I've waited a long time to see her because I actually followed her a little bit when she was with AEW. And she was dominating. I mean, this woman, I call her the female version of the total package, Lex Luger. And I was a huge Lex Luger fan, but the way the physique and the way this woman is built, you didn't see nothing but power. I mean, so I think Jade Cargill, anybody who comes face to face with her, it's gonna be hard on them. This woman is nothing but power. And I think tonight when they all get together, Bianca and everybody, it's gonna be something huge because having Jade Cargill now, I don't see nobody beating her. I just don't see it. This woman is well put together. You saw the skills that she had on Raw Monday.
Or
You know, when she
SmackDown for
well, I'm sorry, SmackDown on Friday when she kicked that woman. I mean, she practically flew across the ring. And her power is amazing. Jade has power, so that's gonna be something. So I definitely know they're gonna win the match. They
Okay.
definitely gonna win. I don't see them losing.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you got three seasoned superstars in the ring. Of course, Naomi, she's been in the game now for a while, and she's a former women's champion. And of course, you got the EST, Bianca Belair. She's been there, done that too. Headlining WrestleMania with Sasha Banks, winning her first ever women's championship, and then her and Becky had the greatest match. Last year, or it was probably 2 years ago at Mania, and she's season two, and now you got Jade Cargill in the equation, and then of course, like you said, she did dominate very well in AEW, and she was one of the longest reigning women's champions over there on AEW. So I'm with you on that one. I mean, you got a lot of seasoned veterans on that team.
And Jade brings a lot of power to the WWE. I mean, it's been a long time since you've seen someone that has been built like Jade. I mean, this woman is well put together. She is the total package of women's wrestling, and they couldn't have given her a better name than the Storm because she's definitely finna bring the Storm.
Yep, I agree. Yep. So yeah, they just yeah, Damage Control just gonna have to watch their back. But I do say they do need to be careful with Damage Control because they known for cheating.
Yeah, but you know what? I tell you this, no matter what they do, I think Damage Control at this point, I think Jade put a lot of fear in their hearts because now they know this one woman single-handedly would destroy all three of them. She basically did that in the ring on SmackDown when you saw it. She destroyed all three of them single-handedly. I don't even think she even sweated. I mean, they just couldn't even handle her because she was just too strong and just too powerful for them. So I think if anything, they're scared of Jay. Jay been put a lot of fear in their heart.
I'm with you on that one. So yeah, but I do say that's gonna be a good match. And then what a way for her to make her first WrestleMania appearance too.
Yeah, so I think Jade Cargill is, you know, brings a lot of power. I mean, she's gonna bring a lot of different looks to the WWE, and I think landing her was huge for WWE. I think they brought in somebody that's gonna be special. When you talk about big matches, and I think the one that everybody wants to see is her against Bianca Belair. That's the match everybody wants to see. There's been times where I've actually looked up some of the dream matches, and that's basically why I think they brought Jade Cargill to the WWE for Bianca.
Yeah, to give up more
And
position.
right. And then too, I honestly feel like what Jade put on display in front of Bianca, no, this is not going to be an easy walk in the park. This is going to be something big that she's going to have to figure out how to beat, because she's not going to beat that girl. It's going to be very, very difficult for Bianca to beat Jade Cargill.
I agree, because if you look at them side by side, Jade is bigger than Bianca by height.
Oh, very, by height and muscular and everything. To me, I think seeing them, I think that the best match for both of them, that would be like a good WrestleMania one-on-one. I could really see them going at it in WrestleMania. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to predict that it's going to happen next year.
Oh yeah, it could, and I hope so.
I honestly believe you will probably see both of them face off against each other in next year's WrestleMania. I think Bianca, you know, I've seen some of the wrestlers that she's beat, and you have to give Bianca a lot of credit. I mean, she's beat a lot of great wrestlers, and she's also a great wrestler herself. But you know, Jade is on a different level. This is strength, power. Bianca has never even seen another female wrestler like this. And the one thing about Jade is very, very confident. You can clearly see that. I mean, when she walked to the ring, I mean, you didn't even see any fear in her eye, and she just dismantled Damage Control. I mean, it was so easy for her.
Yeah, sure was. Yeah, she
Yeah,
walked in
so
that
that's.
ring, took care of business, and that was it.
Yeah, so Bianca, know if. Win that match. We're not going to say if and when. We know it's going to happen, but Bianca, know that's going to be her biggest threat. It's going to be Jade Cargill.
I
To
agree.
me, that's going to take me back to 1993, when WrestleMania 3, you saw that it was considered the mega match. It was the biggest wrestling match in history when Hulk Hogan went against Andre the Giant. I could see that match being that type of magnitude of both of them. That's like two twin towers coming together. That's going to be huge.
I agree. But yeah, that is gone. Yeah, but I believe that Jade, I mean, well, Bianca, Jade, that is gonna be Bianca's biggest competition.
Yeah, definitely,
Yeah, because
because
now she got to really figure out how she gonna really, give her a run for her money.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know if anybody else saw the look in her eye. I did. When she saw what Jade did to Damage Control single-handedly, oh, she just sat there just looking because she couldn't believe what she was seeing. That woman, Jade Cargill, she's the storm. She's her name. She's going to bring the storm. I just don't see nobody beating her. As far as the woman's champion right now in SmackDown, that is Rhea Ripley.
Oh, of Raw,
She's on Raw. So SmackDown's woman champion is
EO Sky.
Io Sky. Okay. So that I can honestly see Jade Cargill becoming the woman's champion.
I said that too.
It's going to happen. It's definitely going. It's not a matter of if and when. It's going to happen because she's not going to beat Jade. Mm-mm. And then I think what you're going to see is Jade and Bianca go at it in WrestleMania for the title.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to see. Jade is going to beat Io, and then you're going to see Bianca challenge Jade in WrestleMania next year for that title.
Yep. And then too, Io Sky, she is wrestling Bayley tonight for that title. Now you got to find out, is it going to be Io she take the title from, or is it going to be Bayley she take the title from?
Yeah, well, I look at it, whichever one, Jade Cargill, my predictions, she's going to be the next women's champion. Regardless to who wins tonight, Jade is going to take that title.
Mm-hmm.
It's no doubt in my mind. Jade is going to take the title. And I think you're going to see that build up for WrestleMania next year. Yeah. When her and Bianca face off, because that's basically what everybody wants to see. And I have to give the WWE a lot of credit because, you know, as far as these dream matches, you know, everybody wanted to see Roman against The Rock. Well, we're not going to see that. We're going to see them together. But who's to say that that match may not ever happen?
Mm-hmm.
For all we know, Roman versus The Rock may be next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah. I agree. And I'm hoping that do happen.
Yeah. It's going to be huge. You know, I think, you know, the powers that be at WWE, I think they're doing an awesome job as far as promoting WrestleMania, and the decision makings that they're making right now is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep. So I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend because I already know it's going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And my hat's off to Triple H because I know that he's basically the mastermind behind putting, you know, the best wrestlers in the ring for WrestleMania and making it big for the fans. So I definitely think he's done an awesome job doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, he has. So definitely. And then he's going to be doing a press conference after WrestleMania on for night two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what he got to say. But, yeah. So, now we have Rey Mysterio is going to be wrestling this year at Mania.
And he's going to be taking on...
So, he's going to be in a tag team match because we know last year him and his son Dominic fought. So, this year is going to be different. So, it's going to be Rey Mysterio. He was supposed to team up with Dragon Lee, but Dragon Lee got attacked last night on SmackDown. So, now Andrade, who's also Charlotte Flair's husband, is going to team up with Rey Mysterio to go against Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, who do you think going to pull that off?
Well, I know in Rey Mysterio, they're definitely going to win. Rey is such a seasoned wrestler. You know, I mean, he's been a winner ever since he's been in wrestling. So, I definitely see them guys winning.
Yeah, I agree too. But then again, too, it's like you got with Santos, of course, and Dominic, they're heels. So you know they're gonna try to do some shady stuff. So
they will. They definitely will try it. But I think Rey is seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're gonna win.
Oh, yeah, and I agree. So now, Rhea Ripley, we just mentioned her briefly. Now, she does have a match against Becky Lynch for the Women's Championship. So do you see Rhea returning?
And that match would be tomorrow night.
I think it's tonight.
Okay, tonight. Okay. Yeah. Wow, the man, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley. I'm honestly pulling for Becky Lynch. I'm really hoping that she wins. You know, don't get me wrong, Rhea Ripley is definitely no pushover. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she definitely controls the ring when she's in there. But Becky Lynch, well seasoned. She's a seasoned veteran. You know, she knows how to wrestle. So I'm pulling for Becky Lynch. That's who I would like to see win tonight.
Yeah, me too, because you know what, it done got personal between those two. Because did you see on Raw when she said something about her daughter?
Yeah, I saw that.
So, of course, Becky's going to have that on her mind, and then she's going to take all that frustration out on Rhea tonight. And you could tell Rhea, I mean, it's like she regretted that she said that, because she, I mean, she almost got emotional after she said that. I'm talking about Rhea.
It was bad. I think when you get personal like that, that's just not a good thing. So my prediction, Becky Lynch will win the title tonight. And I'm going to stay with that prediction. I hope Becky Lynch beat her for what was said about her daughter.
Oh, yeah. She going to get her.
I hope she beats her. I hope she beats her. You know, Rhea Ripley, she's a good wrestler, but I'm a Becky Lynch fan.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's like, how could you not like the man? I mean, she was the first woman to headline WrestleMania alongside Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and then become the first undisputed women's champion. So that's history. So she made history.
Yep. She sure did.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just, I mean, we'll see what happens. But I already know she's going to handle her business. So now we have Randy Orton. He's going to be wrestling at Mania. So I believe he's going to wrestle on Sunday night, too. So he's going against Logan Paul and Kevin Owens for the U.S. title. So Logan Paul, as you know, he's already the U.S. Champion. So now do you see Randy winning or do you see Logan retaining?
Definitely Randy Orton.
Okay.
I'm actually pulling for Randy Orton. I think Randy is going to, I mean, you think about it, Randy has been out of wrestling for some years. And to see him come back the way that he has, I think it's going to be very amazing. I think he's going to be something special to see in the ring. He's going to reclaim his name in the ring. And they didn't call him the Viper for no reason. You know, he's the Viper. So I honestly believe he's going to win.
Oh, yeah. I hope so, too.
I'm definitely pulling for him. I want him to win.
Yeah, because if you think about it, he was gone for a long time. So this is his moment to redeem himself. So I agree with you 100% with that.
And I figure, like, what better way to come back and redeem yourself, the biggest stage in sports history, WrestleMania. So I think he's doing it at the best time that you possibly can do it.
Exactly.
This is when you really show everybody, hey, I'm back. And I'm getting ready to control the ring again. So I'm pulling for Randy. I hope Randy do it. I'm pulling for him.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So then we got the six-man tag team Philadelphia Street Fight. So I'm sure you know about the Street Profits.
Yes.
Okay, and then Lashley. So all three of them are going to be teaming up, and they're going to be going against the Final Testament. So that's a team that consists of Karrion Kross, Akam, and Rezar. So now, do you see the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley winning this match, or do you think the other team may try to win?
Definitely the Street Profits and Ashley. Definitely.
Yeah, because they don't. Yeah, I'm hoping so they win too, because it's like they've been getting attacked lately by this other team.
I think the Street Profits, I think they're a little bit seasoned now. You know, and Lashley, I don't even think we need to even talk about him. I mean, this guy has always been a powerhouse. Anytime he's in the ring, you know, he knows how to control the ring. So I think it's good for them, the Street Profits, to have Lashley with them.
I agree.
Because he's a well-seasoned wrestler, and I definitely see them guys winning.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So, yeah, we'll see. So now we have the Undisputed Tag Team Championship match that's in the ladder match. Now, have you been paying close attention to the Judgment Day with Damian Priest and Finn Balor?
I've seen a little bit, but not as close.
Okay. So they got a lot up their sleeve tonight with night one. So they going against basically four other teams. So you got the New Day that's involved, and then you got the New Catch Republic, and then you got the A-Town Down Under, and then you got DIY. And you got the awesome truth. So now you got our truth that's going to be involved in this match too. So do you feel like the Judgment Day is going to retain their titles, or do you feel like now is the time for them to lose it?
Wow. You know what? I think the Judgment Day will probably retain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think them guys have been, they've always been tough to beat. I mean, the matches that I've seen with them, I mean, they pretty much control the ring when they're in there. But they're also a team that's known for cheating, too.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, I honestly believe when you look at it that way, I don't see them losing it. It could be some cheating involved for them to retain. So that's kind of why I'm going with the Judgment Day. I do believe they will retain.
Yep. And then here's the thing too. Now you do know Damian Priest, he's Mr. Money in the Bank.
Okay.
So Money in the Banks, they known for cashing in at some of the unexpected times during wrestling. So now do you think that Damian Priest may try to cash in his Money in the Bank tonight, or you think he gonna save it?
He may try to cash it in. I mean, especially if he see a good point where that wrestler is vulnerable and he feels like he can probably get him, he might do it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, what wrestler wouldn't do it? I mean, usually you see that a lot. That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no doubt in my mind. He'd be ready to cash in if the situation presents itself. He's going to cash in.
Okay, now who you think he's going to cash it in on? Do you think he could possibly cash it in on Cody if Cody was to beat Roman? Or do you think he might cash it in against Seth if Seth retains against Drew McIntyre?
I can see him doing it against Seth.
Yeah,
I think he may do it against Seth. I don't think he's going to do it against Cody.
Okay, yeah, and which makes sense because if you think about it, they're on the same brand.
Yep, exactly. So he will do it against Seth. I see that 100%. If he's going to cash it in, it's going to be Seth.
Yeah. Now, how do you think, okay, so now he cash in, he wins the title. Now, how do you think that's going to affect his relationship with Judgment Day?
Wow, you know, that's kind of a hard one. You know, I don't know if they would favor him if he wins, or would they turn against him. I don't know. That's kind of a hard one to call.
Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, he's the leader
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, how would they accept that? You know, so it's going to be interesting. That'd be very interesting to see how that unfolds if that indeed happens.
Yeah, because you know what, Finn Balor, his partner who's going to wrestle with him, he was the first ever Universal Champion, and that's been his destiny to try to get that title back. So I could see Finn trying to do something to him to get that title back. Yeah. So that it could make the Judgment Day's relationship rocky now that he's the champion. And that's how stables eventually break apart.
It could be.
Yes. So we'll see. So what would you say would be your favorite WrestleMania of all time?
Wow, my favorite WrestleMania of all time. I think it would always be WrestleMania 3. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because you saw two of the most greatest wrestlers of all time, you know, basically in a friendship and have to face off against each other. You know, speaking of Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan, you know, Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, they were friends, you know, they were best friends, but Andre the Giant, you know, he had a heel manager, Bobby the Brain Heenan, and Bobby basically turned Andre against Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. So Hulk Hogan always had fear of Andre because if anybody was ever going to beat Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan would tell you it would have been Andre. So he never wanted to face Andre because they were friends. But that was really huge. And for him to slam Andre the Giant, it was huge. Huge. It was a big, the big, the greatest body slam in wrestling history.
And you know what? I saw an interview about that, and Hulk Hogan said he almost broke his back doing that.
Yeah, I mean, because you think about it, Andre was 500 pounds, so you think you know Hogan lifting 500 pounds? Oh, that was hard. I will never forget when he lifted him up. That was a lot of weight to lift. And that would go down as the biggest WrestleMania in history to slam somebody like Andre the Giant, 500 pounds. Oh, that was huge.
Yeah, it was. And you know, when wrestling come on, you still see that moment too.
You see that moment to this day. And that's one of the reasons why that one would forever stick out to me, because I think everybody was afraid. You know, I was scared for Hulk Hogan because I didn't really think, well, I knew he would probably beat him, but I didn't know that it was going to be that hard. I mean, Andre put him through it. So that would always go down as the biggest WrestleMania for me of all time. Hulk Hogan beating his best friend, and Hogan never wanted to fight him to begin with, but he had to.
And then I finally saw that match, and it was funny at the end because Andre had to get taken away on that float, and he was still talking smack on the float as he was going away. That's what made it kind of funny at the end when I finally saw that match.
It was. It was very funny. And Hogan hit him with that big leg drop, and the rest was history.
And then to know that Andre the Giant, his legacy still continues because you know they have a battle royal in honor of him too. So yeah, so Bronson Reed just won last night, so now he's the Andre the Giant royal battle royal winner. So that's good to know his legacy still continues. And yeah, I mean, and then he's one of the first ever Hall of Famers too. So yeah, I
Yes,
mean,
he is.
so yeah, definitely rest in peace to Andre though. And Hogan's still doing this thing too. So yeah. So what would you say would be your least favorite WrestleMania?
Probably one, because you look at Hulk Hogan, he tagged up with Mr. T, and they went against Big John Studd and King Kong Bundy. Nobody really wanted to see that. I think that basically jump started WrestleMania, but that was probably the least attention for me as a wrestling fan. I really didn't care too much for WrestleMania one.
What was the main event of WrestleMania 1?
Well, it was Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Big John Studd and King Kong Bundy.
So they clo okay, they closed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't they have Muhammad Ali as the special guest referee for that?
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah. And you know what? I just did some research on one, and I heard it was a blackout that happened during that event.
It may have been.
Yeah, they said the TV went black for a little bit, and then it finally came back on. Yeah, but I would have to say my favorite WrestleMania, it would have to be WrestleMania 22 because that's when they came here to Chicago. So it was good because it's like I saw Rey Mysterio become the world heavyweight champion because we know he had won Royal Rumble to that the Royal Rumble early that year, and he had dedicated that to Eddie Guerrero. So that's why WrestleMania 22 would have to be my favorite. And then he won it in a triple threat match. And mind you know, Rey going against guys that's bigger than him, but he didn't let that stop him, and he still won the title. So that's why that was one of my favorite manias. And then when John Cena was the champion and retained and beat Triple H. So that was a good match. And then when Edge had speared Mick Foley and he crashed through that table that was on fire.
It's a lot of great memories out there, and I think that's what makes WrestleMania so special, because you can always pick out and go through all of the WrestleManias like a deck of cards, and you can always pull out your favorite wrestling moments. So that's what makes WrestleMania special.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I will have to say my least favorite WrestleMania was WrestleMania 27. And I want to say this is when John Cena and The Miz headlined that Mania that year. But see, I didn't like the match between, you had Jerry "The King" Lawler came back to wrestling, and then he was going against Michael Cole. Not too many people wanted to see that match. And then it's like they made it more funny than actually taking it seriously too. So that's why 27 just really wasn't my favorite one. And then I think and I want to say Cena beat the Miz at that Mania. I would have to look back and see, but I do know they headlined it for sure. Yep. So now, what would you say would be a shocking WrestleMania moment for you?
A shocking WrestleMania moment probably was when Hulk Hogan lost to the Ultimate Warrior. I really didn't see that happening, and I think that shocked the whole world. It shocked everybody. Nobody saw that coming. And but I think the ending of the match was probably one of my most memorable moments, is when the Ultimate Warrior defeated Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan kindly gave him the title and raised his hand. Good sportsmanship. And you very seldom even saw that in wrestling, but that just shows the sportsmanship that Hulk Hogan had in that moment.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I finally saw that match. It was funny because Hogan looked like he kicked out at three. Nah, he was like, "Nah, it's over." But yeah, but I definitely finally saw that match, and it was a good match. And I'm just glad that him and Hogan had reconciled before he passed away, because I
And
had
they
just
did.
learned. So what were you about to say?
No, I'm saying they did reconcile, which was great.
Yeah, because at first they were saying that they wanted Hogan to stay away from the Ultimate Warrior, but it's like, Hogan disregarded that. He just said, "I just want to see him and talk to him." And I'm sure Hogan is at peace now that he did that, because of course we know what happened to Warrior 3 days later. So yeah, it was a good moment to know that they did that, and then too, it is pictures of them backstage when he was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, and at least Warrior was alive to see that moment. They gave him his flowers right in time, so I got to give WWE credit for how they did that. And then I would have to say a shocking WrestleMania moment for me was I have two shocking moments. I would have, wait, actually three. The first one was when Vince McMahon head got shaved at Mania. Do you remember that had happened?
Yeah, I remember
That
that.
was funny. He said, "Nah, don't shave my head. Don't shave my head." Because it was the battle with a billionaire. So he was going against Donald Trump. But Vince McMahon chose Umaga to represent him. And I want to say Trump selected Bobby Lashley to represent him. So Lashley beat Umaga. And that was when that all came about. So that was funny, and shocking. And I would have to say another shocking moment was when Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank at WrestleMania and won the title.
Yeah, that
That had to be a shocking moment because Roman had the match won, but that was when Seth went ahead and cashed it in.
was
And then nothing you can do either. So I gotta say that was a shocking moment, but I would have to say my number one shocking moment, WrestleMania moment, was when The Undertaker lost his streak.
good.
I wasn't expecting that.
That was a shocker for everybody.
It's like the whole entire crowd went silent. It was so silent up in there that you could hear a pin drop. And then they had this one guy. I think he had on a white shirt. And he had on glasses, and his eyes got all big and stuff because he couldn't believe it. And yeah, it was shocking because all you saw was 21-1. We thought we was gonna see it 22-0, but we ended up seeing 21-1. I'm like, wow! I never forget it. I was eating a slice of pizza, and when that ref hand went down for three, I almost choked on it. I'm like, what? I'm like, man. But yeah, I would have to say Undertaker's losing his streak, that was the number one shocking moment for me. Yeah. So now we're gonna
So we'll
play.
see.
Oh yeah, we'll see now. And I hope he'll be there too, because I gotta say the Undertaker, he had one of the best Hall of Fame speeches ever. Yeah, and now to know that he's a motivational speaker, so that's good.
Yep. Yes,
All right.
it is.
Yep. So now we're going to play WrestleMania trivia. So I'm just going to ask you some questions, and you will let me know which WrestleMania did it happen at.
Okay. Oh, wow. This
So,
can be hard, man.
all right. So which WrestleMania did Big John Studd get body slammed by Andre the Giant?
Wow. Oh. Was it WrestleMania 2?
Close.
Four?
Nope, gotta go back.
One.
Yep, it was the first WrestleMania because he had put I had researched it. He had did a, I mean he had did a competition where he had win $15,000 if anyone was to body slam Big John Studd. But Andre the Giant took on the challenge and won and did it.
That's what I forget about WrestleMania 1. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yep. Now,
Okay.
which city?
Go ahead.
So, which city was Mania One held in?
Was it New York? Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Yeah.
So now this is an easy question because we just talked about this. Which WrestleMania did Hulk Hogan face Andre the Giant for the title?
Oh, WrestleMania 3.
Yep. So now we have which WrestleMania did Hulk Hogan face Macho Man Randy Savage for the title?
I think it was WrestleMania 4 or 5. It's one of them.
It was five.
Okay, 5, yeah.
Now we just talked about this match here. So, which WrestleMania did the Ultimate Warrior beat Hulk Hogan for the title?
Was it WrestleMania 10?
Nope.
Wow. 6?
Yep, it was six. Yep, back in 1990 when
Okay.
they went to Canada. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, Edge was there too. Him and Christian was there at that match.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what was the main event of WrestleMania 2?
Oh, Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy in the steel cage.
But you know what? I didn't know that they did that in three cities. They had did a WrestleMania in three cities and it was on a Monday. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I forgot that myself.
It took me, I had to do some research. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now which WrestleMania did Yokozuna headline for the WWF title?
Wow. Was it WrestleMania 8?
Close.
7? 9.
Yep, it was WrestleMania now because they was in
Okay.
Vegas outside.
Okay.
Now, who did he beat for the title?
Yokozuna, man, you got me there. I forgot.
Yeah, it was Bret Hart he had beat for the title.
Okay.
And who now do you remember who took the title from him?
Yokozuna, was
Yep, it was.
it Hulk
Yep.
Hogan? Yeah.
Okay, so we were just talking about the Undertaker and his streak. So which WrestleMania did the Undertaker's streak begin?
Wow. Was it 11?
Nope.
Well, you got me on that one. You might have to give me the answer.
WrestleMania 7.
7. Okay. 7.
Yep.
Okay.
And then he did go against Jimmy Superfly Snooker. Snooker.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So now we just talked about this. Now, which WrestleMania did the Undertaker streak end?
Wow. Was it WrestleMania 22?
Nope. Yeah, we got to go some years up.
27.
Nope.
Wow, 30?
Yep, it was 30 in New Orleans,
Okay.
Louisiana. Yep.
Okay.
Now, do you remember who ended the streak?
Oh. Oh, wow. Was this? No, it wasn't Shawn Michaels. Wow. I don't remember.
I'm gonna give you a hint. Paul Heyman worked with him.
Nope, you got to help me with that one.
All right, his finisher is the F5.
Oh, John Cena?
Nuh-uh, nope.
F5.
BL, BL, that's his initials.
Man. The F5. Oh. Okay, I think you got me with that one too. Who is it?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Okay, of all people. Okay.
Right, to do. Yeah, that
Yeah.
was crazy. Yeah. Okay. So now, which WrestleMania was Ric Flair's last Mania he competed in?
When he fought Shawn Michaels, but the number I don't remember because I know Shawn Michaels retired him.
Yep, he did.
I just don't remember what mania it was.
It was WrestleMania 24.
All right, 24. Okay.
Yeah. It was sad but kind of funny at the end. He was like, "I'm sorry, I love you, bam." He's talking about, "I'm never retiring." And then after that match, it was over with. Yep. So now, which WrestleMania did The Rock and John Cena face each other for the first time?
Was it WrestleMania 30?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Was it 31, 32?
So you got to go back to you got to go back some.
Okay, maybe 28.
Yep, it was 28.
Yeah.
Because that was another match nobody didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so now which WrestleMania did The Undertaker retire Shawn Michaels?
I forgot that one.
Yeah, so it's in the 20s.
Yeah. Maybe 29,
Close.
28. Yeah.
It's between 26 and 27.
Oh, 25.
That was when,
28.
nuh-uh, that was when they, 25 was when they first fought each other, but they had a rematch the next year.
No.
So that was 26.
It was 26, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, that was 2010, and that was when Shawn Michaels officially retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. How many manias took place in Chicago?
That I don't know the number to, but I know it had to. Is it maybe three?
Yep, it was three. You know,
Yeah.
I just found this out. WrestleMania 2 took place in Chicago because it was a they did it for 3 days. And then WrestleMania 13 came to Chicago, and then WrestleMania 22 came to Chicago. Yep, so that would make it three. All right, so here's the last question here. So which Mania did Cena first win a WWE championship?
Wow, I didn't. Oh, I forgot that one.
It was in the early 20s for WrestleMania.
Wow.
And this is when he was having issues with JBL.
Yeah.
So it was WrestleMania 21.
WrestleMania 21. Okay.
All righty. So is there anything else you want to leave with the listeners for today?
Just, tune in, tonight for WrestleMania 40. It's gonna be huge. And I can't wait to see. I'm excited, so definitely tune in, Peacock tonight. Get ready for something special.
Yeah, I agree. And then, of course, WrestleMania comes on the Peacock channel. So hopefully everybody has that that has the Peacock app, and it's real economical. It's like only $6 or $7 a month. So I mean, what better way to watch it? Because I remember back in the pay-per-view days, you remember you it was $54.99.
I know, right, exactly. So tune in, get it for $6 tonight, and it's gonna be something special.
Yeah, it's like
Can't wait.
with the pay-per-view, it's like if you watch it once, they only give you two times to watch it. Yeah, it wasn't no unlimited. You have to pay for that. You only have to watch it twice. And if you miss both of them, then you got to pay for it again. Yeah, so yeah, definitely. But thank yeah. So yeah, definitely I'm definitely looking forward to it. And thank you so much for being on here too.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Yep, and then we will be doing a post show with this as well to get everybody's feelings on how they feel at the Mania.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, all right. But well, thank you so much, and I'll see you then.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's going to do it for Wrestling Discussions, Episode 18, Part 2. I would like to thank my dad again for stopping by, discussing his thoughts about Mania and playing WrestleMania trivia. And I will be doing a post show at the Mania, and I will keep you all posted on a release date. I hope you all enjoyed Part 1 and Part 2 of this episode. And please tune in to WrestleMania 40 tonight and tomorrow on the Peacock app. This is a can't not miss wrestling event, so please tune in. And if anyone is interested, I have some merchandise on my website, and I will leave the link in the description box. And please tune in to Inspiring Discussions. And you can follow me on Instagram at BlueShades1993, X at AshleyJanae93, and Facebook at AshleyJanae. Again, thank you all so much. Stay safe and God bless you all.